think children are sensitive enough to understand that sometimes people even have to die for what they believe in. And we know that Jesus came back from the dead. Jesus tells us that people, John tells us that people cut palm branches, they spread them on the road, and they waved the branches in the air because the king they wanted to deliver them was there. Now, they thought it was just from the Romans, but it was a much bigger thing than that. Verse 16 in the passage we read tells us that really even the disciples didn't understand what was going on. It was a very confusing time. There was so much noise and many things happening. And why did Jesus want to do this? Why didn't he stay away and not die? But afterwards they understood why he had to do it. And not many people understand why Jesus had to die. But if we think about it, and we talk to others, we can find out why he had to die. And the Pharisees, in verse 19, tell us this because they were jealous. You see, we are not succeeding. We are not succeeding at all. Look, the whole world is following him. The whole world seemed to be following Jesus. They were afraid, but they were also jealous, we're told very clearly. They were the power brokers, and they wanted everybody to follow them. The disciples were fearful also of what Jesus was doing, but they managed to get the strength to obey Jesus, to go and get the donkey and to do what he said. But they were really frightened, the disciples. Little did they know what sort of a day it would be. And with relief at the end of the day, they went back to Bethany and they all stayed with Mary and Martha and Lazarus, who'd been raised from the dead. But the next day, Jesus came in and turned over all the tables in the temple the next day. So here's your challenge today, all of you, whatever age you are. The challenge is to follow Jesus. Now, those are just words. We have to find out what that means. That's one of the reasons we meet as church and discuss things in our groups. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Because we know that's what he asks us to do. But also, some clue is given that if you follow Jesus, it does mean you need to be ready to tell people the good news about Jesus. That's one of the things it means. It means you won't keep it to yourself. You will know it's such an important message that you have to say to people, you're looking for peace, aren't you? Everyone is looking for this inner peace. Well, the good news is that through Jesus, you can find that peace. That's one of the things it means. So we're not going out on an easy stroll, a walk on the beach, but into a difficult situation. Are we ready? If anybody would like these shoes, they can have them. They're size 5, 38. I thought they were all right, you know, to wear a pair of pumps. We talked about pumps. These are Plimmies now, Henry. But, as Helen said, they don't support your arches, so they're really uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? And I wear them, and I end up with really achy legs. So I was not very generously thinking, oh, they're no good to me, I'll send them over to the Semparlers. Then I thought, no, I won't do that. That would be really horrible, giving them the things I don't want, wouldn't it? But I dare say they might. But if you want these, do take them. I've only worn them once. They still smell new. Your shoes have to be fit for purpose. And so we are pilgrims following Jesus, ready to tell other people about Jesus. You may have made that decision. You may have not yet decided if you're going to do that. But we need to be ready. So the emphasis is not just on telling, but actually being ready spiritually. So that's today's challenge. Jesus was always ready to do the will of God, to do what was right. Am I? Are you? Let's just be still for one moment and have a little think. If it helps us to shut our eyes, let's do that. And let's think about this question in silence. What does it mean to follow Jesus? And am I ready?